They crossed the square and climbed the steps of the gathering hall. Sitting at the big reception desk outside the door of the mayor's office was the assistant guard, Barton Snowd, the same one Lina had encountered her first time here. Snowd looked bored. His elbows were on the desk, and his chin was moving very slowly from side to side.
"Sir," said Dune, "we need to speak with you."
The guard looked up.
"Certainly," he said. "Go right ahead."
"In private," said Lina. The guard looked puzzled. His small eyes darted back and forth.
"This is private," he said. "No one here but me."
"But anyone could come along," said Dune. "What we have to say is secret and very important."
"Very important?"
said Snowd.
"Secret?"
His face brightened. Grunting, he raised himself up from his chair and motioned them into a narrow hallway off to the side of the main hall.
"What is it?"
he said. They told him. As they spoke, interrupting each other to make sure they got in all the details, the guard's eyebrows gradually lifted higher and higher over his eyes.
"You saw this room?"
he said.
"This is true? Are you sure?"
He was chewing faster now.
"You mean the mayor? You mean the mayor is..."
At that moment, a little way down the hall, a door opened. Through it came three more guards, including, Lina spotted him by his beard, the chief guard. They strode forward, talking to each other in low voices, and as they passed, the chief guard threw a quick glance at Lina.
"Does he recognize me?"
Lina wondered. She couldn't tell. Barton Snowd finished his sentence in a husky whisper.
"You mean the mayor is stealing?"
"That's right," said Dune. "We thought you should be informed, because who else can arrest the mayor? And once you've done that, the guards can put all the things he's stolen back where they came from."
"And then tell the city that a new mayor has to be found," added Lina.
Barton Snowd leaned heavily against the wall and rubbed a hand over his chin. He seemed to be thinking.
"Something must be done," he said. "This is shocking. Shocking."
He started back toward his desk, and Dune and Lina followed.
"I will make a note,"
he said, taking a pencil from the desk drawer. Lina watched as he wrote slowly on a scrap of paper.
"Mayor, stealing. Secret. Room."
When he'd finished, he let out a satisfied breath.
"Very good,"
he said.
"Action will be taken. You may be sure. Some sort of action. Quite soon."
"Good," said Dune. "Thank you," said Lina, and they turned to leave.
The three guards were standing by the main door of the gathering hall as Dune and Lina went out. The chief guard moved aside to make way for them, and they went through the door and out onto the wide front steps. Lina glanced over her shoulder. Before the door swung closed, she saw the chief guard striding toward the reception desk, where Barton Snowd was standing up, leaning forward, his eyes shining with important news.